The Fed papers also see a third use for tweets, as a bellwether of sorts for monetary policy. Ms. Vega and colleagues find that the social media site fares better than changes in bond yields in predicting monetary policy decisions on the day of their announcement. The Twitter Sentiment Index, meanwhile, is good at anticipating shocks from tighter policy, such as rate increases. Tweets tend to turn sour just ahead of these moves. That the site wastes little time in turning bitter will come as scant surprise to regular users. No one is about to ascribe powers of causation to X. The social media posts instead reflect broader feelings that are already coursing through financial markets. Still, the cornucopia of tweets does provide an additional way of measuring such sentiment, which, if proved valid over time, would be highly valuable. Beyond the Fed, some analysts are also finding other potential applications. Agustin Indako of Carnegie Mellon University in Qatar calculates that the volume of tweeting alone can account for about three-quarters of cross-country variation in GDP. Rather like satellite images of night lights, tweets may therefore be a way of observing economic health without relying so heavily on tardy official statistics. This metric may work best in poorer countries, where heavy posting on social media would be a proxy for the state of telecommunications and use of smartphones. If X is so economically useful, why is it not more lucrative? The various papers do not venture so far as to examine the gulf between Twitter's struggle for profitability and its evident utility, not just as an economic tool, but as a platform for sharing information, opinions, jokes, and more. Mr. Musk was onto something when he described the firm as a common digital town square. The problem, in economic terms, is that a town square falls into the category of public goods, such as parks and clean water. Although public goods can be privately owned, it is notoriously hard to extract profits from them, given that, by definition, it is difficult to charge people for all the benefits they confer. Mr. Musk is doing his darndest to shift the economic equation at X by giving additional privileges to users who pay $8 a month for the site's blue check verification. Tweets by users who cough up now receive extra promotion, among other benefits, appearing more often in the feeds of other people on the site. That, however, poses a trade-off. Paid-for tweets may start crowding out better-informed posts from users who would rather not subscribe to the site. Over time, a social media site that prioritizes payment over credibility will function less well as a town square and, by extension, as an economic indicator. The gain to X's finances would be a loss to the Fed's economists.